We're talking to some of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate this week, and joining us in the studio this morning is Larry Roden. Larry, it's nice to finally meet you. How are you this morning?
Very good. Great to be here.
Now, you had an event last night at USF, some of the Republican candidates, so you're in Sioux Falls. How much have you been traveling around the state?
Well, you know, quite a bit. We're kind of ramping back up. You know, we had the Winter Storm Atlas a few weeks ago, and that really kind of put a kink in our tails as far as trying to keep things, the fires burning at the home front, and now we're back on the road and getting back into the swing of things.
Let's talk about that, because as a rancher out in West River, obviously you're in a position very much affected by that winter storm, know a lot of people in agriculture. You know, for those of us who maybe aren't so connected, kind of explain, you know, the devastation that occurred out there.
Yeah, well, it was unlike anything I've ever witnessed in my life. You know, we live just a short distance from the little town of Union Center, and that was kind of in the epicenter of that storm. We're about 45 miles east of Sturgis. And, you know, we started out with about an inch and a half of rain Thursday night. Friday morning turned to snow. Snowed most of the day, but then the following night, Saturday night, we ended up with like 80 mile an hour winds and about 3 feet of snow that fell in just a few hour period of time. And it created a situation where there was so much water in the, you know, the snow was so heavy, there was so much water in the air that the cattle that were out in the open actually drowned on their feet. Their lungs couldn't get rid of the moisture, the water that they were taking in just by breathing. And so long story short, it was just absolutely devastating. They're still counting the dead, but it's tens and tens of thousands of head of cattle that were just everywhere. It was like a scene out of a horror film, going out and helping neighbors try to gather live cattle and figure out where the dead ones were at.
Well, incredible. And obviously our hearts and prayers are with all that were affected by that storm. I mean, yourself as someone who's running for the U.S. Senate, you know, what are your thoughts? We talk about the Farm Bill. We talk about federal disaster aid. What are your thoughts on all that, how that relates to the winter storm?
Well, you know, obviously this is a case where there is just significant need. I mean, a natural disaster like that, there are people that lost literally the entire herds. Well, those cattle represent not only this year's income, basically in arrears. They already have all the expense associated with raising that calf. They lost this year's cash crop, but they also lost the factory. And so, you know, there's just little hope for people that in certain situations to survive this without some assistance. Unfortunately, the situation we're in politically with the Farm Bill in limbo, if we do get the Farm Bill, they still, you know, there's still the question, political uncertainty of including a livestock indemnity program that has a potential to provide some assistance to the cattlemen. So, you know, I've been working on trying to solicit some contributions. We have a couple organizations, Rancher Relief Fund, and another organization that my pastor's son is involved with, called Heifers for South Dakota. And it's been pretty encouraging to see the kind of response from across the state, and now it's expanding to, you know, across the nation of people that are rallying to support those organizations. And I have to say, Greg, you know, it's been a great, you know, I shouldn't say it's been a great experience, but the dealing with the ranchers since this storm, it's really impressed me and kind of impressed upon me what it is to be a South Dakotan. Because these ranchers are dealing with a situation that unlike any most will ever endure, devastating losses. And I've told people, you know, as a state senator, typically you'd receive phone calls from people wanting to know, you know, what their options are. And in the 3 weeks since the storm, I have yet to get a phone call from a rancher asking when federal assistance is going to arrive. The ranchers, like many South Dakotans, are fiercely independent. They have a keen sense of personal responsibility. And, you know, I think that's kind of woven into the fabric of the people of South Dakota. And we kind of lose track of it until something like this. Old preacher once told me, he says, "You don't. If you want to know what's in a bucket, you give it a kick. And
you're right.
Whatever spills out, that's what was in it." Well, you know, these ranchers have been kicked hard. And we've seen them stepping up to the plate and just assuming responsibility for themselves and not asking for help. Lord knows they need it. But it's left an indelible mark on me as far as what they're made of.
Larry Roden is here. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. He's from Union Center, and as he mentioned, a former state lawmaker. You're talking about personal responsibility, and it seems like so much of that is not a part of the conversation when we talk about what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. What do you feel that you can bring to the situation in Washington?
Well, you know, I think that we need some good old-fashioned common sense in Washington. And what we need in our next senator is somebody with strong convictions and the courage to stand by those convictions. And, you know, the only thing it takes to make change in Washington is for enough people that are willing to stand up and be counted. We've seen too much of the status quo, and obviously I think we're headed in the wrong direction in a lot of areas. And it's not going to be easy, but we don't make change by sending people to Washington that just want to become part of the crowd and go along and get along, and especially from a state like South Dakota. We have some very conservative roots and some, you know, good old-fashioned common sense is abundant in South Dakota. And our next U.S. senator should represent that.
What would be maybe some of your top priorities as a U.S. senator from South Dakota?
Well, you know, I think fundamentally what the process that they go through in D.C. right now is very flawed. And the more I learn about it, the more I realize that it's worse than I even imagined. The pay-to-play politics, the way they do business as far as marking up bills, the requirement of fundraising. You know, when congressmen are required to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars just to feed the beast or, you know, their congressional committee, well, they have no choice but to go to the special interest. You know, where do they get those contributions? Well, they get them from special interests and from lobbying groups. Well, they're not doing that out of the kindness of their heart. They expect a return on their investment. Well, that's been business as usual now. You know, nobody's even ashamed of that. It's just standard operating procedure. That's just plain wrong. It's pay-to-play politics. How do we have a reasonable conversation and focus on policy rather than the politics when those kind of money is changing hands on a regular basis in D.C.? Beyond that, you know, I think we've allowed agencies like the EPA. I pick on the EPA pretty regular because I think it's just extremely egregious what they've been allowed to do to the American people without any congressional oversight. My first wish is that we could look at abolishing that organization. That sounds a little excessive, but at the very bare minimum, we should bring them under congressional oversight. They shouldn't be allowed to legislate through regulation.
Larry Roden is here. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. It's 818, clear in 22. Talking about regulation, we've got the Obamacare debacle that's going on right now. The stuttering rollout of the healthcare.gov. What would your approach to healthcare and Obamacare be if you were to be elected?
Well, my approach would be that we repeal it. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves now that we're past this, you know, the latest ordeal with the shutdown and the debt ceiling increase. And in some ways now the focus goes back on Obamacare. You know, I think the way that it all played out, it was in many ways the government shutdown, the debt ceiling was, you know, stole the spotlight for a period of time. And so now we're back to the situation where the spotlight is back on Obamacare and people, it's becoming more and more clear just what a debacle the whole thing is. So now it's going to be interesting in the next few weeks to see how they continue to support it And it seems to me like you've got Democrats or, you know, they're running like rats coming off a sinking ship because they realize what a farce it's going to be. How they continue to try and put lipstick on that pig will be interesting in the next few weeks to see.
The and, you know, we were talking off the air about the continued problems with that, with people that have lost their insurance now to find that it's you know, much more expensive to go through the government exchange. They would be paying far more, look, and also looking at much higher deductibles than they had previously with their insurance. Have you heard any kind of stories from South Dakotans as you've been out and around? Their either their own personal stories or concerns about Obamacare?
Well, you know, not really. I don't know that, you know, with the mess that they've got as far as even trying to get online to sign up. I've not seen much information or heard from any South Dakotans as far as what the impact is on people directly here.
The as you travel around, what are the biggest thing on the minds of people? You know, as you're hearing from South Dakotans, because you're talking to people all across the state, what are the big concerns they have as they look to Washington, and what do they want in their next U.S. senator?
Well, it's a great question. I think that the overlying issue, even greater than Obamacare, and Obamacare is part of it, is our debt and deficit. You know, we're approaching $17 trillion, and it's become, you know, it's almost abstract anymore what the national debt is because it's so far out of control. And we have a Congress that doesn't even have doesn't appear that they're even trying to approach that problem and figure out how to stem the tide. It's not that complicated. You know, if I'm spending more than I'm making, you know, I don't have the option to go to my cattle buyer and just say, you know, look, I'm 10,000 short this year. I need you to give me another $2 for my calves. It doesn't work that way. We have a spending problem in the U.S. We need to spend no more than we take in. It can be fixed, but you have to have the will to do it. And right now we have the Obama administration that I believe is by design wants to create a situation where every American is dependent on the government. And they only do that by spending themselves into oblivion. And sooner or later, we hit a wall. And when we get to that point, we'll be in a situation that makes this government shutdown look like a Sunday afternoon picnic.
Larry Roden is here, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. As you look at, you know, yourself and contrast yourself, obviously we know that elections are all about differences between the candidates. And what do you think you would bring to the office versus the other candidates?
Well, you know, I'll put it this way. You know, as we thought about this and prayed about it and conversed about this decision, you know, I worked it through in my mind as far as what our next senator from South Dakota should look like. And I've boiled it down to what I believe are the four qualities in order of importance you should look for in our next U.S. senator, starting with the first one is integrity. I believe above all else, our next senator should be a man of integrity because what a valuable tool it is on both sides of the equation, back home and in D.C., and I found in my leadership positions through the years just how extremely valuable it is for people to be able to look you in the eye and know with certainty that what you're saying to them is truthful. You're not trying to distort the facts. You're not trying to mislead them. And whether you're dealing with the press or colleagues or constituents, extremely valuable. Second to that, I believe, are conservative values. And there's a lot of conversation about conservative versus liberal. I believe the conservative values own the day. I believe those are the values that our country is founded upon. The sense of personal responsibility and individual rights, the you know, just the foundational knowledge that, you know, with great liberties and freedoms comes is counterbalanced with great responsibility. And that's the part of equation we've lost in the United States, that sense of fierce independence and personal responsibility. Next, I believe you must possess a backbone. You have to have strong convictions and the courage to stand by those convictions. And then last of all, None of the former mean much if you don't have the leadership skills to bring people together, foster communication. When I was majority leader in the House, I drilled it into my leadership team that so many problems can be solved if you're just effective at bringing people together to communicate. I think a lot of our problems in D.C. are multiplied just because the unwillingness of people to communicate. And if you have to knock a few heads together and knock a little sense into people and bring them to the table, kicking and screaming, so be it. But you have to have people that have the skill set to bring all those qualities together, bring people together, have the communication, and resolve some issues.
Larry Roden of Union Center has been our guest. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. For people who want more information about you and your issues, your positions, what can they do, Larry?
Well, our website is www.larryroden.com. Pretty simple. I believe that's,
there we go.
That's it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for stopping by, and it's nice to finally be able to meet you in person.
That's right. Thank you, Greg.